The dudes behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. The dudes behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
Hello, David.
Hello, Tim.
How are you today?
I'm Hey there, Delilah, Lolly, Lala,
Delilah. Blue City, I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, I'm staring at your titties because they're soft.
Wow, because my penis is also soft.
Yeah, it's soft.
Wow, who sings that?
Plain white guys.
Wow.
Plain white tees. Cheers to you, sir.
Cheers.
I brought a couple of Guinness's Dark.
This is the first beer that I drank that actually got me to enjoy beer.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has chocolate notes, mm-hmm. coffee notes. It's so dark and rich and deep and very delicious.
Oh, it's like Idris Elba.
Yes.
You know, dark and rich and delicious.
And kickboxes for fun.
Yes, and has a great accent.
And he has a huge cock.
Oh, I believe it, mate.
Yes, why are we peasants from...
Well, because that's just how I imagine Idris Elba talking, bro.
Would you like this Idris Elba cock?
I'm in the Suicide Squad.
Make sure my daughter comes to college.
But I brought these Guinnesses for us specifically because McDonald's sent us some McRibs. It is their last... Supposedly, this might be the last McRib tour. I think that's all just a marketing scheme. Like, you know, they give it to us and they take it away and then they give it to us again. But this might be the last one, they said.
I gotta tell you something. Nostalgia is based around the McRib because the McRib reminds me of the rib sandwiches that I got in elementary school.
Dude.
Come on.
That is 100%. Why I love the McRib. People are always like, Tim, why do you love the McRib so much? It's disgusting. I say, first of all, shut the fuck up, idiot.
Oh my God.
So you don't tell me how to live my fucking life, you fucking, ooh, you ugly piece of.
Okay, I'm that person. Okay, here we go. And I'm a hot girl too, by
okay,
the way.
I'm about to eat my McRib.
And what? Why are you eating a fucking McRib? Aren't you like a food guy?
First of all, let's have sex. but look, I loved cafeteria food growing up, right? And we've talked about this before where it was almost kind of my first introduction to a lot of Americanized food, right? American food, where it's like, you know, I wasn't eating fucking Sloppy Joes at home. Mm-hmm. I wasn't eating like, you know, I don't know, like
lap.
I was eating lap. So it's like, I wasn't eating these, like, you know, I kind of grew to love this, like, processed saucy meat. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I really love the McRib. I always have. And they're blessing us with some today. And not only that, David, so they brought gifts for you.
Whoa! Let me tell you something, McDonald's.
Oh, look. Hey, yo. Yo, look at this crew neck they sent. Kind of sick, bro.
Dude, McDonald's, what is this? Fabric cloth that clearly
yes!
I'm using.
Wow.
To cover my body.
Wow.
Can I tell you something? It only took me 10 years to finally get something from McDonald's. There was a certain point online where McDonald's was getting mad because every fan would comment on every post, sponsor David So, which is probably the reason why they didn't want to sponsor me.
Probably. You like harass them.
Yo, they also got free promotion for no reason.
And whatever promo company is like reaching out for McDonald's with this, they were like, hey, we'd love to send you and David some McRibs to eat on Dudes Behind the Foods. I was like, amazing. Hey, is there any money behind this? And they're like, unfortunately, blah, blah, blah. I was like, whatever. Fucking give me the McRibs, right?
Yes.
But then I was like, and then I was going to ask her, hey, is it okay if we drink alcohol while we, I was like, wait, I'm not even going to ask. They're not paying us shit. We finna get drunk.
McRibs and beer.
Yay. So I brought I had a bunch of Guinnesses in my fridge and I kind of felt like they would pair well with the sweetness of the McRib, you know?
He thinks he's so cool. Oh, would you like a Guinness beer with your McRib? Please. I love it.
I'm Idris Elba. Would you like a dark Guinness with your McRib.
You know what they say, the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Let's see. Oh, wow. Okay, so fun. They said, this isn't goodbye, it's a see you later, possibly, maybe, from your friends at McDonald's.
Oh, you guys are teasing the cock.
They are teasing the cock, mate. We're giving this Rockstar sandwich its farewell tour it deserves and celebrating some of its greatest hits. Okay. Well. Oh, yes. Are you excited?
I am. I got to tell you something, man. You guys know how much I love McDonald's. Yes, I get it. We eat fancy food, but nothing beats nostalgia.
And it's not even just nostalgia, dog. Literally, it's tasty.
Oh, chicken. Tell me a better fucking chicken McNugget that anybody else has. To the point where people call other chicken nuggets just chicken McNuggets. Yeah. And it's not.
The other day, dog, I was leaving something. I was starving. I needed food. I was about to pass out. I pulled into a McDonald's.
Oh, so dramatic.
Oh, dog, no. I was like at the wheel, falling, passing out. I fucking started seizuring because I was so hungry. No,
I think it's seizing.
No, seizuring.
Is it?
I had a seizure.
No. It's called scissoring.
Oh, blah. Seizing is the like verb of when you have a seizure?
I think so.
Oh, whatever. I believe you.
I don't believe you now, I'm sure. So,
no, I wasn't really having a seizure, but I was so hungry. I was like, I need a fucking quarter pounder. And you know me, I don't eat cheese, so I didn't even get it with cheese, even though the new quarter pounder with cheese is so fucking bomb. I killed some nuggets, and it was like, it just took over my whole body, dog. And look, I know we're giving them mad free promo right now, but I don't care.
Who cares? Eat McDonald's.
Here's some McNuggets for you. Oh my God. And y'all know, ooh, they got the sweet and sour. Ooh. I told them that they better get me some hot mustard. If they didn't give me no, yes! Got the hot mustard.
Mustard.
Fries.
And fries.
Wow, what a treat. What a blessing.
Wow.
This is a beautiful day. And you know what? Maybe this is very, you know, yes.
C'est magnifique. I wake up every day. I look at my woman and I say, how come you don't smell like fries? I say, why do you smell like a fromage? Oh. Why does your pussy remind me of a charcuterie board? Because I like it. Stinky. I like it very much. I would pair your stinky vagina with a champagne.
Champagne. Well. Are you ready to get down on this McRib, my guy? Mm-hmm. Let's fucking get it, dog.
And let's talk about what we're experiencing here. We have this tangy, sweet barbecue sauce paired with this soft bun with lovely flecks of, I believe, semolina flour? What is this? I don't know. Little dinky sliced onions with those tangy pickles.
Mm-hmm. With that beautiful processed meat.
Ooh, yes. And it is pork ribs, my friends. Mm-hmm. Cheers.
Cheers, my guy. Mmm. I tell you, a fresh McRib.
A fresh McRib.
It's like, I know some people are weirded out by the fact that, like, it's shaped to look like whatever it's shaped to look like. But we also love Spam.
Mm. Very true.
If you love Spam, which everybody should like Spam, you better not judge a McRib eater, bro.
I am being transported right now. I am in my elementary school cafeteria. Mm-hmm. Armando Garcia is pulling his eyes back, calling me a ching chong. And I'm like, who cares, Armando? Your name sounds like armadillo. And armadillos are ugly.
Yeah.
And then he punches me in the face. Mm. And now we're best friends. Wow.
Wow. It took you back. Okay, I will take a bite as well.
Where is it taking you to?
Mmm. Mmm. Sauciness. Bitterness.
Mmm.
Happiness.
Mmm.
Takes me back. Mmm. First time. I'm in college.
Wow.
I'm eating ass. For the first time. Tangy.
Oh.
Saucy.
Wow.
Mmm. Makes me happy. Mmm. I love it.
Wow. Let me take a bite.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Mm. I'm back to the first time. My wife used to be nice to me.
Oh, whoa.
This is amazing.
A long time ago. It's taking you way back. Oh, here's what I like to do. I like to get a little bit of that hot mustard. That little bit of that hot mustard on there. For the first time in forever. And look, I know we're being funny, but I really do like McRibs.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, dude, this with hot mustard, you're genius.
Dog, I know that. You think I don't know that?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't have a McRib without hot mustard now.
Mm-hmm. It's like when you get some actual ribs with like some...
There's like a mustard barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Isn't that great? That nice little tanginess of that mustard, a little bit of spice, everything nice.
Their hot mustard is actually, it's mustard barbecue sauce. I just connected that in my head.
You know what?
It is that.
That is an accurate assessment that you just made. A lot of people don't even know that McDonald's has hot mustard.
Mm-mm. Like the best.
It's so great. I'm glad they've never discontinued it because like I feel like I'm the only one that asked for it, and it just makes me happy.
Hot mustard and the sweet and sour is the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you could tell how much I love it because it's already gone. Ba da ba ba ba.
Okay, so I was also going to tell you, today is a beautiful day for another reason. My child has been saying mama a lot. Like, for the first time, like, the past few weeks, and I feel like I was there for the first moment that this happened. Veda, you know, because she's always been kind of being like, mama, dada, like just mm-hmm. making noises where we're like, she said mama, she said dada, but she didn't know what the fuck she was saying, right? Mm-hmm. The other day, Chia went to go take a shower. Me and Veda were playing. And I saw it happen, bro. It was such a trip. She, like, was there. And she went, mama. And it was like, oh, she knows what the fuck she's saying right now. Mama, mama. And was looking for Chia, bro. And now she will, like, when she wants Chia, she goes, mama. And she knows, right? And so I'm, like, trying to get her to say dada or it's dad, right? And so I was like, literally yesterday, I'm with Veda feeding her. Showed her a picture of me and Chia. I'm like, pointed to Chia. Who's this? Mama. Okay. Pointed to me. Who's this? Mama. And I'm like, no, I'm Dada. Okay. Who's this? Mama. Who's this? Mama. I was like, damn it. But then today, bro.
You're so dumb.
You idiot.
You idiot.
So today, I woke up. Went into the living room. Chia and Veda already in there. She came around the corner and was like, Dad. I was like, Oh, yes!
You know what's interesting? It's usually that the kid says Dada first before Mama.
Yeah, because they say it's the easier like noise to make or whatever, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, she did say, she made the noise, the Dada noise first. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a reel on Instagram of her being like, Dada, and me getting excited, right? But that's just me being like, hey, say dada. And she goes, dada.
Oh, okay. So she's not actually saying it to you.
She doesn't know who the fuck it was, you know? So this is like, I saw her realize what mama meant. And now she says it all the time. And now she finally like saw me and was like, dad. I was like, oh, man.
I'm going to teach my kid when I have one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to associate Mariel's picture with Dum Dum. Just to make Mariel mad.
Dum Dum.
Dum Dum. She's like, no, mama. No. Dum Dum.
I've always debated. How fun might it be to make up some weird accent and speak to my child that way?
If I had multiple kids, different accents for every kid. Hello. What are you doing? And they're like, where are your kids from? All from here. I just had fun.
Like, where are you from? K-Town? I am from K-Town?
You think you're so funny. Every day, they make fun of me at work.
I was going to ask you this. David, so when you poop, do you take your pants, like when you're at home pooping, do you still have your pants around your ankles or do you take them off?
Well, I'm an adult and I'm not a child, so I don't put it all the way down to my fucking ankles. Do you?
Wait, what do you mean?
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. You put your pants all the way down your ankles?
No, I'm saying, do you have your pants around your ankles or do you take them off and put them somewhere?
Those are the two options?
What's your option?
When you take a poop, wait, hold on a second. They go all the way down?
Oh, you poop. Where are your pants when you poop?
I just pull it all the way to the knees area.
Really?
I don't have to pull it all the way down.
I take my pants all the way fucking off.
Wait, when you go pee at a urinal.
No, that's different.
Do you put all the way down to your ankles or do you take it off?
No. When you pee at a urinal, only your penis has to be out. When I poop at home, my pants and underwear are all the way off in a corner in the middle, in like the corner of the bathroom. Because I do not like feeling I have to push my legs. I have to keep my legs together. When I shit, I'm like fucking spread eagle dog. I like my shit to be as comfortable and as wide as I can possibly get so I can chill.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Do you ever do anything normal?
I think I don't do anything normal because the normal people are stupid. Everyone does everything wrong. Like, why would you keep your pants on?
Because it's easier to put back on.
It's not that hard to put pants back on, dog.
I need a camera at your house at all times. This is literally the fucking weirdest thing I've ever heard. So you take it off, you scrunch into a ball, and you throw it at the...
I just take everything off and I kick it to the corner or I kick it to the side.
Get away from me!
I feel like if you have something that's literally like constricting you, then why be like, I'm at home, I don't have to go anywhere, why just have it there on you still?
No! And well, maybe I see when you say things with such confidence. I feel like I'm the odd person out now.
Well, look, I brought that up because I posted a picture of Veda in the bathtub when I was trying to shit. And people, I had a handful of comments of people confused. They were like, LOL, why are you bottomless though? And I was confused. I was like, I'm taking a shit. And then I realized they were confused because they didn't see my pants on my legs still. And I'm like, and I'm confused. I was like, you keep your pants on your legs when you shit at home? And I'm like, y'all are lucky. Normally I would shit completely naked. That's the way I like to shit. Take everything off. And I'm butt naked, shitting free. Cause then you don't have to worry about fucking your shirt, holding your shirt, your fucking shit around your ankles.
Yo, what the fuck is going on right now, man? Dog, your pooping situation is a lot of work.
No, it's the least amount of work.
No, you have to take off, you have to put it back on.
When I'm home, I'm literally just wearing either underwear or pajamas. So I just take it down and put it down.
And then I start making a sandwich on my lap. You don't do this.
No, that makes it less comfortable. I'm saying I'm completely free of anything.
When did you start doing this?
Ever since I was a little kid.
And your dad didn't stop you? Tim, what the hell?
No, because it makes sense. Why would you have clothes on while you're pooping? Tell me this. Let me ask you this.
You're making me second guess my life choices, and I don't like it.
I think... Okay, let me ask you this. What is the point... Well, I mean, I guess you said so you can put it back on faster. I mean, it's like a 2-second difference. You know what I'm saying? Go home and try and poop completely bottomless, dog.
Tim has sex with his boxers on.
Oh, I would never.
Opposite world.
Because like I said, I like to be the most comfortable when I'm doing things. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, oh, that's a perfect example. Do you keep your boxers on when you have sex?
No.
Well then.
You are an idiot. What do you mean?
Because if you're doing something that is like keeping your underwear on while you're having sex is like less comfortable, right? It's like, why not just take it off? Which is what we all do. We get naked when we have sex because it's like, who's going to keep clothes on, right?
I want to live in your world one day and see.
I think you should. It's way better.
See, this is why I never, ever sign up to go to court for anything because people can convince me of anything. That's why I don't know if Anand Syed killed that girl or not. It's Serial Podcast. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. It makes sense, but it doesn't make sense to me.
Let me ask you this. What doesn't make sense?
Just the amount of effort it takes for you to poop. Like for you, it's less effort. For me, it's more effort. Because I'd rather just pull it down, mm-hmm. poop. But then again, here's the thing about me. How long does it take for you to poop?
I'm there for like 10 minutes is a short one.
Wow, 30 seconds on average for me.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's the difference.
I'm fast. Like that shit shoots out of me like it's like a fucking letter going through a tube at a bank in the 1950s. Boom, boom. Like just all the way through.
So I think that's the difference. That makes sense then. Because I look at pooping as a very like therapeutic, enjoyable experience.
I just pictured music and then.
Like when I poop, dog, like I look forward to it. You know what I'm saying? I know I've eaten. I've been eating so much. Like I know there's like, I know the level of relief and just like bliss that comes after a good poop. I sit there. I don't rush shit. I don't even push. I fucking sit there when I feel like I have to push. I let my body do its thing. I fucking get naked. I sit there. I relax. There's nothing holding my legs together. There's no shirt I have to hold up. I get on my phone. I'm chilling. I prop my feet up on my squatty potty. And then that shit just eases out at its own pace. I'm like, that was good. But then I don't get up right away because I know there's more. So sometimes I'll relax after that first wave. I'll wait like another 5 minutes because I know there's a little more there. And I'll have like multiple waves of poo while I'm sitting there for that like 20 minutes. And by the time I'm done and I fucking wet wipe or wash my ass, I feel like I've hit nirvana. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I've left my.
I had no idea pooping was that important to you.
Dog, it's so important to me.
Dude, I try to release poop out of my butt like I'm working a part-time job at a place I'm trying to close up shop. Like, get the fuck out. And I just blast it out. I clean it up and I'm right the fuck out.
Nah, man, not for me. If you look at it like a cleaning up after a part-time job, I'm looking at it like the fucking cigarette after I get off work. That is my pooping experience.
We're so different in our poops. But then again, I don't think that most people poop that as fast as I do. I poop really fast. Mariel's like, did you pee or poo? I'm like, both.
That's insane to me. I take 2 minutes to just wipe my ass because I'm trying to get everything.
My shit shoots out so fast, my butthole's clean as hell.
You know what? I don't know if I believe you.
All right. You want to see it?
Prove it.
Well, guys, we'll be right back after this pooping break.
Hey, y'all, it's Tim.
And David.
And if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks.
So, now, I will tell you this, though. It is extra work for me when I'm pooping in public. Because, like I said, I don't like to feel constricted on my legs. So, I won't take my pants off when I shit in public. But here's what I do. I'll show you right now. So, like, I sit down. I lay the toilet seat cover, of course.
I lay thee down to bed.
I lay thee down before my excrement release. I lay down the toilet seat cover. I put down the little pieces of toilet paper to, you know, hit the spots that the toilet seat cover doesn't cover, right? And then, here's what I'll do, bro. Take off one shoe. I take off the one shoe. And then, I will take my pants and underwear off. One side.
I thought you were just going to let me know. But
one side. <Okay. laughs> And then, so now, I have my foot back in my shoe, and now I'm chilling like this, where everything is on the side, on one side right here, so I can fully spread my legs and shit. So I don't have the fucking pants constricting me. That is where the extra effort does come in.
How long do you poo at public places?
As long as I need to.
Oh, you be in there for a hell of a long time.
Yeah. If really? I need to. If it's not like, if it's not like a huge line of people, or it's not like, you know, something where I need to rush, no, I will take my time there too.
You're a fucking psychopath, dude.
I just value my own, I value myself. I'm not going to make myself feel uncomfortable for other people.
So Robin Couch mentioned something very interesting. She said there's a split divide between your butt. No, there's a split divide between people who wipe while they sit or stand, which I didn't even think that was a question. Mm-hmm. Like, how? What the fuck is that about?
So here's what people do. And I didn't know about this till I got older. Because, Holland's going to swing some beer. Because I would hear about the standing up to wipe, and I never understood it. But when I started, like, diversifying the direction in which I would wipe, I started standing up more. Or I tried the standing up. Because here's what you do. It's like, I think when you're wiping a certain way, it's just a little comfortable to get up a little bit and then get under there instead of, like, standing up and then wiping. Like, let's say you wipe back to front. Or no, front to back, right? I think some people, for them, it's just a little more comfortable if you're standing up a little bit. It's not like you're standing straight up and wiping your ass while your cheeks are close together. You're standing up so your ass is out a little bit, and then you get a more comfortable front to back situation. You know what I'm saying?
I can't wait to go watch this podcast again. This is the most ridiculous. This is the most in-depth I've ever talked about ass wiping before. That shit is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that much thought to me. Just do it until you don't see nothing.
Well, I mean, apparently you shit so fast the shit don't even get on your shit. So, I mean, for me, I wipe until I don't see anything on the dry paper, and then I wet wipe, and then it's crazy. You can wipe until your fucking ass hurts with the dry, but then you get the wet wipe, and you still get a little bit off the wet wipe. You're like, oh, shit. Then I wet wipe till I can't see shit, and then I'm like, okay, now I'm good.
It's always dry first, wet wipe after, yeah. And then I do a dry again.
And then I also will try another dry, yeah. And if but that's only if I don't have an option to, like, you know, actually wash my ass. Do Koreans have any type of tabo situation? You know what that is?
What the fuck is that?
The little metal bowl.
What?
Come on, I'll tell you right now.
I'm learning so much about butts today.
So, Thai people and Filipinos, and I'm not sure what other country, they have these things next to the toilet. It's a little bowl. It's specifically for after you wipe. This was before wet wipes. After you dry wipe your butt as much as you can, you get the tabo, which is what it's called in Tagalog, and you get your you get some water, and you just use the water with your hand to, like, kind of like wash your butt one more time. You know what I'm saying?
But you don't touch your butt.
You touch your butt.
Oh, but there's poopy on the hand though.
No, you wiped all the poop away from with the toilet paper.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's like when you're, like, you know, it's like you're doing a shower, but just with a bowl in your hand. You know what I'm saying?
Huh.
So I would do that when I was younger. If I didn't have time to take a whole ass shower, I would shit, wipe my ass as much as I could with the dry paper. And then I would also get, like, a little soap and water and wash my butt with the little bowl, which is, like, right next to the toilet. And I know that's a Thai thing. It's called a kan in Thai. And in the Philippines, it's called a tabo.
What the fuck is going on today? I have no idea. Well, I know that Korean people already use bidets.
Okay. So, even the poor ones?
Yes, they just get a slave to spit at their butt. No. They I remember when I first went to Korea when I was not first, but I think I was like 8 years old, and there was, like, bidets there, and I wouldn't use it. Because it was so weird having something shoot up my ass.
Right, right.
But as you get older, you like anal. So then you're like, but now it's like you have a bidet, it's the best.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to worry about, it's literally the bidet goes up and then you're just wiping water off your butt. That's it. That's how clean it is. It's so, literally the cleanest.
When I was in Thailand, when we went to the people that had money, they had a little hose attached to their toilets. that you use like that, like a bidet, or you know, in place of the kan, the little bowl. You know what I'm saying? But like
new kan.
But like you know, the people that with less money use that trusty bowl, man. And I was at my parents' house the other day, and I had to take a quick shit, pick my dad up from the airport, and
quick shit, by the way, is 15 minutes from.
Yeah, pretty much. And I was like, and I was there, and I was like, I don't. And they didn't have any wet wipes, and you know, before the wet wipes days, I would like take a paper towel or like a napkin into the bathroom, wet it or whatever. But my parents didn't have any wet wipes, and I'm like, oh, I wonder if they have the kan there. And I looked under the sink. I was like, yes. And I used it for the first time in years, and I was like, oh my god, I feel so fresh. I feel amazing.
So the bowl, metal bowl, is just, you just fill it up with water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What the fucking hell? I'm learning so many things. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. Have you ever done butt sex? Anal, as they used to call it.
You know what? Tried it a couple times in my life. Wasn't my favorite.
I did not like it.
Yeah, not my thing.
I only tried it once. Didn't fucking like it.
To clarify, we're talking about inserting, not being penetrated.
Oh, I'm talking about penetrated.
Oh, okay.
No. I didn't like it. You know, I wonder if like the idea, because, okay, so if you guys have never tried anal before, right? And it was not my idea. There was a girl that I with that liked it. Mm-hmm. I just didn't, you know? And the reason why, because I feel, and I'm not sure if you agree with this, it's only tight at the front part, and the inside was not very gratifying.
I see what you're saying.
There's no like grippy. And then also too, poop comes out of there. And it was just hard for me to kind of like get rid of that thought. So
that was always my main thing.
I was getting soft. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
It was like the poop was throwing me off, poop aspect of it. And also like, it's so hard to get in at first. It was like, it's just throwing me all off. I was like,
like, this isn't right.
Yeah.
It feels unnatural in the sense of like, it's just, it's a pursed lip. Like, don't come in here.
But some people love it, dog.
Yeah, she liked it. I just couldn't.
I know girls that are like, prefer it to vaginal sex. They prefer the anal.
It hits like a spot. Or
yeah.
Something.
I knew a girl that said she comes harder from anal than regular sex. And I was like, wow, well. Good for you.
It goes for y'all.
And whenever like fucking Shannon Boudram is trying to be like, you know, the man has a G-spot up his butt, I'm like, good for them.
Good for them. I do not.
I'm okay.
I don't like it.
I'm all right.
I don't like it at all. That's some weird shit. Like, let's not say weird. Everybody has preferences. I just can't get over it. Like, it's just too, like, mentally, it's just not there.
Not
like,
for me.
Like, I remember this girl too. Like, she enjoyed it so much. Like, the most thing I would do is, like, use a finger. Because, like, if you like it, fine. I could do that.
Yeah.
But then I didn't know, too, that there was, like, a whole process that you have to do before you have anal sex.
Oh, you mean, like, the warming up? Like, the
Like, eating clean and then douching everything. Like, the amount of work that it takes to have anal.
Right, right.
I had no idea. I literally didn't know that that's what you have to do.
I've heard of people, you know, taking muscle relaxers. Of course, yes. Flushing your system out. I heard if like anal is your thing that you love, and you know you about to get your hole penetrated that night, it's a whole thing. Muscle relaxers, douching, drinking stuff to cleanse your system to make sure that thing is clean as a whistle.
See, I don't even like watching that shit in porn.
I hate it. I click out every time.
Yeah, same here. So that's the thing. It's like, I remember the first time I saw it in porn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was just like, okay. I was just kind of like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
And then I saw it go into the butt and then into the mouth. And I was like, nope, I'm done. I'm done. That's poop mouth.
Yeah.
I'm okay. And then they kissed after. I was like, nope. I'm done.
When I it's not gonna lie, man. Look, I know everybody has their thing. I know anal porn is very popular, but when I'm watching like a pretty ass girl getting sexed up, and I'm like, you know, you kind of scroll through a little bit, and when I see it in the butt by the end, I'm like, all right, I gotta find a new video, man. I'm out.
And I find her tag, I DM her, I'm like, what's wrong with you? Fucking poopy mouth.
I have her come on the podcast, and it's like, you know,
because in my mind too, I'm like, how much you get paid for that? How much you get paid to have somebody go in your butt and then stick that shit right back in your mouth? And then that guy kisses you right after. And then he goes, put it back in the butt, then in your vagina, then back in the mouth. I'm like, this is a lot of penetration here.
Maybe they love it.
I don't know, man. I can't do it. I can't look at it. It's just weird.
The worst is when they do the, you ever heard of the gaping? Like when they pull the hole open and you can like see in there and shit.
What the fuck are you talking about?
When you get into like the anal shit, like there's some where they're like, oh, it's like, and it's a whole thing. Like they'll like pull the, you could, so you like, they'll pull the hole. It's pretty disgusting.
You know why that grosses me out? There was a video years ago that surfaced of this guy who was powerlifting.
Uh-huh.
And he tore his rectum. Mm. And his fucking rectum came out of his butt. And it looked like shit, but it was his rectum and his like insides.
Rectum damn near killed him.
I was suddenly teleported to like this fucking black and white talk show.
I've seen something similar. I think we talked about this. Same shit where a girl like got into a pool, but I guess her shit was already just so loosened up. She got into a pool. She was able to like have her fucking asshole like come out in the water. Like, bro, it was coming out like it was a fucking like.
I don't think we talked about that. That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, it was terrible, dog.
No fucking way.
Yeah, bro. The same way his shit fell out, her shit was so like loose out of her body, in her body, that it was just out, dog, in the water, fucking floating around.
Like a fucking alien?
Like a, chitlin. Just hanging out of her butt.
I'm fucking grossed out. I'm so glad we ate before this part. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, just like a big old fleshy sock, dog, coming out of her butt. It was terrible, floating in the water.
So she's like, are there other people in the water? Well, there has to be.
The cameraman.
That's fucking gross, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I would be so pissed if I'm swimming and I'm like, hey, somebody left their fucking floaty and, you know, oh my
God. It was still attached to her, though.
And this is like porn?
I wouldn't call it porn. It's just a gross, look at this video. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I call it porn.
What do you call it? It's more like a, look at this thing, yeah.
It's more like a, this is yuck.
Take a look at it there, eh?
not my favorite, you know?
Well, you could see a bunch of weird shit on Twitter.
Twitter shows damn near everything.
Seriously, do you see that Elon Musk shit where they're like, people hate him right now. They hate him.
Do they?
I think it's, what, because he bought it for $44 billion or some shit. And then he's not putting any type of censorship on it. So people love it or people hate it. But he's like roasting people. Mm-hmm. Like Elon Musk is roasting people on Twitter. He's going against AOC.
I saw that.
That shit's hilarious. That shit made me laugh.
It was funny. It was a funny exchange.
Yeah. He's a funny, funny rich man, dude.
I think he really, more so than he wants to be rich, he wants to be a funny guy.
And he
loves just, he loves the concept of being like a funny guy. You know what I'm saying?
This fool walked into the office and he wore a sink saying, let that sink in.
I saw it.
I was like, that's a miss for me, guy. Cool. A lot of work for that joke.
Oh, I appreciate the work so much and I love it.
What would you do if you had that type of money? What's the first thing you would do?
First thing I would do? Well, this is boring, but, you know, buy my friends and family houses, big houses.
Okay, not the good stuff. Right? Of course. If I have $44 billion, all my friends will live in the same cul-de-sac with me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all you guys are living here. The houses are free.
$1 million houses for everybody.
Yeah, just enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is have to pay the property tax. That's it.
Yeah. After that, pay the property tax, that's so much.
I know. Enjoy.
Oh, my God. First thing, if I had just buku stupid money like that, just ridiculous shit, get a giant private jet, fly all over the world, take Chia, take the family, huge ass jet, just not do shit for like a year, probably.
I feel like your life wouldn't change much.
I mean, I do what makes me happy.
Yeah.
You know?
I think with Chia, I feel like her life wouldn't change much either.
Yeah, I mean, we would hire a team of nannies to not even, like, take care of the baby, but just to clean everything.
Fold laundry, clean the house.
So we could only just focus on playing with the babies. pay Chia a shitload of money and then so she could turn away when I have like a huge orgy of like just like crit. No, I'm just kidding.
See, that's something else I can't do. If what? I ever had the option to have a threesome, I can't do it.
Even if Mariel gave you the option?
Too much work. How do you do it? How do you do this? There's too much. It's already a lot of work with one person. How do you do this?
I would go in with a plan, I think. I think I'd be like, hey, let's do this. Start off with both you guys sucking me off at the same time.
Why me? Look at me. Both you guys.
Both of y'all. You and Bart, both you guys just making out while sucking on my peen at the same time, right? That's some good beginning situation. And then I think you all kind of just have to maneuver it right. Like, I mean, I think
you don't feel pressure though. Like, you don't feel pressure to make sure that there's two people that need to feel good here.
I mean,
that's a lot of fucking work.
Yeah, I'd pop a blue chew for sure, just to make sure. And I think it would be ideal if the two girls were into each other. So even if I busted fast, they could still, you know, continue to do their thing. You know what I'm saying?
Selfish motherfucker over here, dude. This guy, dude. That's the most guy answer I've ever heard in my life.
Well, we're gonna take a break and we'll be right back. Yeah, and then after that, I feel like I would like a situation where one girl rides my face while the other one bounces on my penis. And, like, ideally, like, in an ideal world, right, they'd be looking at each other and also making out while this is happening. Damn, how hot would that be?
That's so much work.
No, you just lay there.
Oh, that's easy stuff for me then. That's how I have sex anyways.
But you would do it with your pants around your ankles, though.
No, I would... I would do it where I stick my dick right through my boxers. I don't even take down my pants.
And your mouth is in, you're wearing a full face mask, but you're wearing a Nacho Libre mask.
Oh, the pussy gives me powers.
The eagle eggs.
They give me powers. The eagle eggs, they do nothing.
But yeah, you know, for sure that's a lot of pressure. I would either like, you know, I feel like I would pop some type of pill.
It was funny. When I first had sex ever, I was so self-conscious of my body, I wouldn't take off my shirt.
I mean,
I didn't know it. There was a lot of guys who did that.
I get it.
Because they weren't very confident about their physical look, so they would just keep their shirt on. Mm-hmm. And I did that. After a while, I was like, this is uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I'm taking this fucking shirt off. I don't give a fuck.
Once again, you're proving my point. This is why I get butt naked when I poo.
Yeah, but you get sweaty with the shirt on. And it starts to stick on you. I'm not getting sweaty when I'm pooping.
Oh, that's right. You're in and out. That's right. Yeah, It's different. I'm fast. Okay. So when did you finally, what made you be like, you know what? I'm taking my shirt off. This is ridiculous.
It was actually the girl that I was with. She's like, take it off.
She's like, honey.
I was like, and I just looked at her. I was like, I don't want to. And she was like, me looking at you makes me feel uncomfortable because it's just you look uncomfortable. Mm. Like, oh, fuck it, I'll just take it off.
Right.
And the funny thing was, like, at the time when this was happening, I wasn't even that big. It's just I wasn't like the ideal, you know, muscular dude. Because, you know, you start watching porn and porn starts to fuck with your head a little bit because you feel like you have to look a certain way, blah, 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 blah.
How do you think women feel, man?
Great, dude. Girls are fucking amazing, man. Y'all just hot as shit out here with your titties all out, flipping and flopping all over the place.
But what women have to go to, not, but I mean, I'm saying you begin to understand why so many women have, like, you know, eating disorders and like are so self-conscious of everything, buy all these products to make themselves look cute because of the goddamn influence of the media and the way they think they're supposed to look.
I got an eating disorder too. I eat too much.
Shit.
But I do get it though. Like, but it's weird.
And did you feel free after you took your shirt off and began
to have- it was fucking great, man. Like, having sex without clothes on was the best thing on earth. there was a point too, like when you're a big person, especially a lot of dudes, and I cut that shit out early, which is weird because I you know, there's dudes that go swimming mm-hmm. and they would wear their shirt. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that shit would look so uncomfortable, mm-hmm. right? And I did that in the beginning at first, and I was like, this is dumb. And I just took off my shirt. And the reason why was because just because you have a shirt on, it doesn't mean people don't know you're fat. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just a fat guy with a shirt in the water.
Unless they have giant areolas.
Well, I'll tell you this, though. Here's the worst part about it. Like, when big dudes would wear shirts and they would go into the lake or some shit, uh-huh. or in the swimming pool, it just looks like a wet t-shirt contest. It looks worse. It looks way worse. Right. It shows the titties.
It
like,
accentuates everything.
Yeah, it looks yeah. way worse.
Right.
When I was, I went hiking. This was during like the springtime this year. Mm. And there was a guy that was there, and you know, he's a fan. And he knows, you know, I lost a lot of weight. He goes, yeah, man, you're doing it. Like, I'm here hiking because of you, because I want to, you know, look good or whatever. Whatnot. I was like, hey, man, do whatever you're doing. And then, you know, I take off my shirt and I go into the waterfall. And then I see him, and he's like kind of staring, like he could tell he wants to go in. I was like, hey, why don't you just go in? He goes, nah, I can't do that. I just got to take off my shirt. Mm. And I looked at him and I was like, just fucking go in the waterfall, man. He's like, nah, I just, I don't want people to look at me with my, just like, nobody's going to fucking look at you.
Right.
Nobody is looking at you. Nobody cares as mm-hmm. much as you do. Mm-hmm. I was like, if you are preventing yourself from doing something that you enjoy simply because you feel like people are staring at you, mm-hmm. who the fuck? They're not going to know you. Mm-hmm. They're not. You're not even going to be a story that they're going to tell at a fucking picnic. Enjoy your life. Go into that fucking waterfall.
Yeah.
So I fucking forced him in the waterfall.
Hilarious.
He took off his shit and he said, it felt really good. I was like, cool. Did anybody look? Did anybody say anything?
Yeah.
Nobody fucking cares, man.
And they're not going to say anything to your face.
Exactly. And if they were thinking, and also too, you shouldn't like stop enjoying the shit that you want to do because you're scared of people's judgment.
That's how I live my life, dog. Like, I had to tell myself a long time ago that life is too short to worry and to hold yourself back from living your best life because you're worried about what other people are going to think or say. That's so silly. People that you will never see again or even care about, or like, who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? Especially when we could literally die right now.
For reals,
dude. We could literally, like a fucking, you know, an eagle could crash through the ceiling right now and land on the table, shoot us in the head.
America!
And we're done, dog. So what's the point of worrying about the silly shit?
I get caught up in some of that shit too sometimes because it's like, I think when you reach a certain level of like success, now you're not so much concerned about the random person, but it's more about what your like peers think about the shit that you do.
Mm.
And then that shit starts to fuck you up a little bit.
Right.
But then there's somebody else that I like, he's a friend of mine, and I see him, he don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. He's like he'll say, I'm gonna try this, and he just does it. Mm-hmm. And if it fails, it fails. Which I have a lot of that too, but he's even more so than me. Sometimes too, I feel like I hold myself back now that like, it's like, oh, I can't go back to that. But it's like, but if you want to do it, just fucking do it.
Mm-hmm. Here's what fucks me up in terms of like worrying about what other people think. But it's also partly to do with like, life is different now, right?
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, bro. Like, when I get booked for a show and they fly me out and it's like a regular seat, I will try and upgrade it to first class if it's not crazy. Cause in my head, when a motherfucker, like if like a fan sits next to me in coach and he's like, damn, Tim's sitting coach?
Oh, shit.
He's like, he was on MTV and he's sitting coach. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been there when I was on a flight and fucking Silk the Shocker was not in first class. He was in my coach area. And this is before I understood that like, oh, you know, sometimes these different companies book your seats and sometimes it's too late to upgrade, blah, blah, blah.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, and I was just thinking like, damn, Silk the Shocker flying coach, he must be not doing too good, right? So that'll be in the back of my head sometimes. So I'll always try to upgrade. I mean, yes, I love flying first class, like, and if it's a possible thing, I'll do it. But also, it's like, it is in my head, like, oh, what if a fan sees me? What are they thinking?
That's because you're actually successful. I never think about that. Like, if I'm in first class, I think the opposite. People look at me and they go, "What are you doing here?"
Oh,
so I'll go to coach because I'm like, this is where I belong. I belong in coach.
I love when people look at me like I'm not supposed
and
to be
you
there.
You fucked me up. Guess because I'm going to Hawaii next week because grand opening for my store is happening.
Mm-hmm.
I bought first class tickets because he was so right. Because I've been going back and forth like four times. It's already in the past like 2-3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And my back is killing me.
You deserve first class and you're tall as shit. Why not do it?
It's because like that mentality of like, I don't need this. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, if my back is hurting for 7 days after that flight and I can't do shit, I need it. I did coach the first four times and I'm fucking tall as shit.
Also, bro, that you don't need it shit is our Asian parents in our heads, dog. Not everything in life is something that you need. Sometimes it's just something you want, and that's okay.
I know, and I got those first class tickets, and I'm going to be so well rested, and my back is not going to hurt.
And make sure you don't eat before your flight. That fucks me up, because like I'm so used to flying coach. For years, I'd be like, yo, let me make sure and eat something before this long-ass flight, because I'm not hungry. And then I fly first class, and it always includes a meal, and I'll be full from the fucking food I had. I'm like, ah, god damn it. I should eat this first class meal. And I'm stuffing myself with this food.
So when I fly international, I always fly business. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I have to. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Simply just because it's like 15, 16 hours of me sitting up straight. And I have this like floating rib in the like this area here that's fucked up. Like it happened because of a car accident.
Oh, god.
And so if I sit for too long, it seizes up and locks up. And it's literally the worst pain ever. Mm. Like I had to get steroid shots in there just to numb it out because it hurt that bad.
Oh, god.
So if I sit for that long, I'll die. So I'll literally fucking die. And every time I fly business, I always try to stay awake because I'm trying to get every amenity.
Yes.
don't you fall asleep. They're going to give you champagne.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's a struggle.
Poor people shit, man.
Poor people shit. But that's what helped us work hard. That's why I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to. Oh, we've talked about this, you know, but like Veda's going to grow up so spoiled. And I'm like, maybe I should just lock her in a basement for like 10 years, you know, just have her think that's our house. And like, we're just broke. So she feels like I need to work hard so I can take care of my family.
You wouldn't be able to do it.
I can barely tell her no when she wants to keep watching Baby Shark. Like, I literally can't say no to her. It's the hardest thing.
But we talked about this even off camera where I know people who I see their level of parenting and it's pretty awesome because you see the end product of their kids and what they enjoy and what they value. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to them. I'm like, how did you do it? They go, and they're very honest. They go, this is the most exhausting way to parent. He goes, I make sure that they only have 2 hours of screen time per day, right?
Yeah.
That's the most that they get. And so on their off time, we take them to parks. We put them in plays. They're in like martial arts classes. The upstairs in the house, we bought them all different types of animals that they have to take care of. So they get
what?
Yeah. At nighttime, we do like Nerf wars where we shoot, you know, Nerf guns at each other.
Yeah.
I was like, this sounds amazing. He goes, I know, but if you want to do this, you can. But just to let you know, I'm tired. Like I'm fucking tired all the time.
Bruh.
So it's like there's a give and take. Yeah, there's parents who do that. And it's amazing what they can do, like the relationship that they have. And I really would love to do that. But I don't know how they do it because one person is a fucking physician and the other person works for the state. And
that's crazy. Both
work. So I don't know how the fuck they're doing this.
Doug, I make internet videos about my dick for a living. And I get home and I'm like, God, let me just let Veda play with her iPad for like an hour because I can't. Sometimes I'm tired, dog.
That's a cool thing, too. They're not even judging other parents either. They were like, no, that makes more sense. Mm-hmm. It's like, but we committed to this and it's been like this for 6-7 years and it's working. But they said the first like 4 years was hell. Like having to go to a restaurant and you see these other parents and they have iPads.
Yeah.
And their kids are calm because they're focused on this.
Right.
But for them, no. And they had to like give like bring toys with them and lay it out, and so they would play with these toys instead. But then they'll throw it, and they're like, "Oh,
you know what? I'll pass."
I think I'm gonna pass too.
I think I'm okay. Cause look, I watched a shitload of TV growing up, like literally, like all day I'd watch TV, and I feel like it really helped shape my sense of humor. So here's what I do with Veda, dog. When we take her to like the park for an hour, or we take her to little baby classes for an hour. We get back home, and I'm completely comfortable with letting her just watch whatever screen because I'm like, we went outside, we played with some shit. Cool. Because that's a lot.
It's a lot, especially like I feel like Veda at her age right now, she's so explorative, she's learning now. Mm-hmm. So now it's a lot of no's. Now it's a lot of I want to do this, I want to do that. They cry, they fall, they scream. And it's like, oh, Jesus Christ, I just want peace for 1 second.
Bro, and I tell you what, though, dog, because, you know, these little kid videos are pretty fucking educational. You know what I'm saying? You know what Veda did the other day? Unprompted, uncoached. And like, yeah, me and Chia have kind of like taught this to her a little bit, but not really as much as she sees it in the videos. She fucking counted to 10 by herself, chilling, not watching no video, not me and Chia being like, hey, how many of this and that? She was looking at our Christmas tree, which we already set up. She was looking at the ornaments, and normally she'll stop at like 3, right? She'd go, 1, 2, 3. And then we're like, oh, cool. She can count to 3, right? But then she was like, she kept going. She's like, huh? Fine. We was like, oh, shit. She said, eh? Sen? And then she was like,
the theory of relativity is.
And then when she got to 10, me and she were like, oh, shit. Thanks, Elmo, because we didn't teach you that shit.
The kids will be watching Sesame Street for sure.
Yeah, man.
They're going to be watching Reading Rainbow. Oh. They're going to watch Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I'm doing all that shit.
All that old shit?
I think so, because the old shit back in the day wasn't, the idea of it wasn't like, how can we get more views? Mm. It was more like, what are these things that kids need to learn? Mm-hmm. And I think Mr. Rogers was that. I grew up on Mr. Rogers. Mm-hmm, so like same. Mr. Rogers was like one of those first people that kind of instilled like value in me.
Mm.
Like, you're very special. Your thoughts are important. Your feelings are important. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why I fuck with, like, even when I watched Mr. Rogers as an adult, cause, you know, rest in peace, homie. Mm-hmm. I miss you.
What? What? Are you serious?
Dude. He died in a knife fight at a bar.
Are you serious?
He fought 17 people. He sliced all their throats.
Okay.
And then after that, he snapped one of their legs off right before he died. And the guy plunged a fucking hunting dagger in his chest. He goes, not in my neighborhood. Took it out of his chest, stick it in the other guy's chest. And he goes, I hope I got you and affected you in your heart.
And then he put on a sweater and walked out.
Walked out. And then he was never to be seen again.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. But Mr. Rogers died.
The heck?
It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood.
Beautiful.
A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Would you be mine?
Would you be mine?
Well, guys, that wraps up this episode of Dudes Behind the Foods. And remember, if you don't feel loved out there, that's because you aren't. So
bye.
Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. Dudes.